On Sunday morning, he rose, Brent Jones.
Every soprano needs to scream, and he got up.
He got up. Brent Jones, thank you so much for stopping by on a good Friday.
You know I had to. You know.
I am so excited because I get a chance to see you on a regular basis because of your residency with Triumph Church.
Yes, yes.
And I have to tell you, I told you I was going to hold this story.
Okay.
During Black History Month, my dad was in hospice. Mm. And you did a medley mm-hmm. of old school mm-hmm. songs mm-hmm. that I don't know. You know, I usually go to the West Campus.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw me screaming.
I think I heard you.
You probably did. You probably did. It took me out.
Oh.
It took me out. It was beautiful. And we were talking about off the air how important the choir is mm-hmm. to church.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some background on how you got to doing choirs and things mm-hmm. like that.
Well, when I came into the industry, very urban looking, very urban sounding through my group called the Brent Jones and the TP Mob.
Okay.
And so people knew me for that. And they thought that's all I did.
Mm.
What they did not know is that every Sunday morning, I stand in front of a choir, an mm-hmm. army of people who love Jesus, love music,
mm-hmm.
and are willing to say, let's come together and do something bigger than ourselves.
Yes.
And so every Sunday morning when I would do that, great things would happen in the worship experience.
Yeah.
Musically, we were able to be spontaneous. Musically, we were able to do things from the guitar standpoint, from the bass standpoint, Black music, from the keyboard and mm-hmm. the organ standpoint, that was just spontaneous. And we would just pull from all of these things, from the latest gospel jam to an old school,
right.
maybe even a Negro spiritual, and then a great hymn. All of that lending into the worship experience
yes.
from a choir perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe a choir represents corporate worship.
Yes, it does.
Let's humble ourselves and come together and do something bigger than ourselves. The choir also represents more than music. It represents unity. It represents community. It represents we cannot be big eyes. We have to be mm-hmm. all little yous mm-hmm. to come together and worship the big eye.
Yes.
You know, so it represents so much more. And I feel like, again, this is opinion, that when you have a choir, the congregation feels like, I'm going to take part in this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to participate in this. Shout out to all the praise teams, but the problem that I'm having with praise teams, and let me just be very candid, is that they become the stars of the music department.
Mm, interesting.
And yeah. so when you have the stars of the music department, and then you have people who are immature, sometimes you get people who are immature.
Yeah.
So in a praise team setting, if I'm immature, not spiritual, and it's about me, and I'm, you know, developing
right.
this narcissism kind of thing, it's that you now take on this air of, I'm too good to sing in the choir.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm better than the choir. And then when we're real toxic, the praise team will walk in and almost step over the choir, like, move out of our way. We're here, you know, and that can't be. I'm
right.
a minister of music. I've led huge music departments.
Right.
I believe if you're going to have a praise team, a smaller version of the choir,
yes.
they need to come out of the choir. My praise teams were not allowed to just be
by themselves. Okay.
You had to sing in the soprano section, the
okay.
alto section, or the tenor section
right.
to be in the praise team.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it shows leadership. Yes, you're maybe more skilled musically,
mm-hmm.
but to me, the leadership comes with accountability and a cost. If you're going to be the leader, well, then your choir members need to see that you are rooting for them, that you are training
wow.
them, that you are actually helping lead them
right.
to make them better musically,
wow.
but not, no, I'm better than you. And if you don't have strong leadership, that stuff starts to happen.
Yeah, it does.
Come on now.
I've seen it happen.
Lucifer was the chief music director.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So you
got
to have a leader that's going to recognize those things and not be afraid to look at it and say, hey, what are you doing? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Change that. I don't like your personality right now.
And I've seen also when you are with praise team, and I'm not saying, you know, ours or anybody else's, that people come and they're entertained rather than participating.
I think a praise team, what happens is, it's like, oh, wow, they are so good. Oh, my God, the LED screen, the fog machine, the lights. Oh, my God. And so you're almost in awe of them,
right,
as opposed to in awe of the presence of the Lord. Yeah. And again, this, I'm making general statements. This doesn't happen in every setting.
Right.
I know that Triumph has an amazing praise team that makes sure that corporate worship happens and that people are involved in the worship experience.
But Pastor wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly. Yeah. Pastor Kinlock is the consummate leader. So I know that you know, it can work, but strong leadership is very, very important. Very important.
Well, I have seen the choir, of course, with your leadership. And there's one lady that is in the soprano section.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Mother. I call her Mom. Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
She makes me cry every time I see her.
Every time I think I might be having a bad day or a rough period in my day, when I show up to choir, and you know, I fly 4 hours to rehearse with Triumph's Mass Choir. And when I see Mom sitting in that first row, she doesn't try to hide herself in the back row. She doesn't try to, you know, well, I'm a senior and I'm going to just be back here. Let me tell you, she's the first at rehearsal. She sits right there in the first row. And let me tell you, Miss Randy, she knows her soprano part.
She does. Come on.
She knows her part. It's not like, well, I'm just kind of here. No, no, no. She knows her part. My ears are big for a reason. Yeah. I hear she's learning those parts. She's writing her notes down. She's in it.
Yeah.
And then she does all the choreography
that I do. She does the choreography.
Oh, my God.
She is into it with a smile.
With a smile. And, you know, we're on tour on Sundays.
Yes.
So we go from campus to campus to section service. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be too much for Mom. Mom stands right there. She's like, hey, number two, we got two more to go.
Right.
And, you know, I love her. Yeah. She brings me refreshments.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. She's
you know what I'm talking about. I just love her.
She's everything. She's
so
everything.
Much. She has been a greeter as well over the years. So I've been able to see her over the years at different, and you know, at North Campus in particular.
Yes,
but
yes.
I truly appreciate what you have brought to the table at Triumph as
Thank
a member.
You.
I love that.
Thank
I love
you.
That.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, we're going to talk about your new song.
Okay.
And Triumph got a chance to do it.
Yeah.
When
I taught it to them early.
The background on Live Your Best Life.
I started seeing people of God, especially people of God, the church community, people who say they are Christians, been in church for 20 and 30 years. Post-COVID, I started seeing people who were just in this mundane kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just here. I'm just existing.
Oof.
I'm alive. How are you? I'm alive.
I'm living.
I'm living. It's good to be alive, but it's best to live.
Ooh-wee.
It's good to be alive. It's best to live. That's what he came for. Jesus is the door. Let him set you free. So I got tired of seeing the body of Christ just live mediocre lives. No, he came that we may have life and that more abundantly, guys. It's post-COVID. Don't you dare be more excited about Mary J. Blige's Las Vegas residency.
Oh, come on.
Than you are getting back into church.
Yes.
Getting back into the choir stand.
Right. Right.
Get excited about real things. And so I needed a song that just brought all of that. It's good to be alive, but it's best to live. That's what he came for.
Come on. Let's hear it right now. I love it.
Where you at, East Coast? We're going to the DMV.
It's Brent Jones in the studio.
It's good to be alive.
That's what he came for.
But it's best to live. Right. That's what he came for. Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Well, you are here this weekend for Easter services.
Yeah.
And tell everybody how they can find out more about you, because I get your newsletters. I follow you all over the place.
Thank you, Miss Randy.
So how do we find you?
Social media, Instagram, Brent Jones Music. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's on Instagram, Brent Jones Music. On Facebook, I'm just my mommy and daddy's named me Brent Jones. They wanted one syllable name. So Brent Jones on Facebook. And then my website. That's probably the best way to really follow what I'm doing, mm-hmm. from touring to where I'm getting ready to teach next and all of that. Miss Randy, I love to teach.
Yeah.
I love to teach.
So with that, mm-hmm. so say somebody was in the choir years ago,
yeah.
and they don't sing anymore,
yeah.
but they love to sing. How do you get started singing again?
You got to just get to choir rehearsal. You know, okay. Muscle memory.
Okay, got it.
It'll kick back in.
Okay.
It will definitely kick back in.
Yeah, I'm just asking for a friend.
My website is BrentJonesSound.com. Okay. BrentJonesSound.com. Follow me. You keep up with me. I'm doing a whole bunch in 2024.
Yes, you are.
College of Southern Nevada is what they call it in the Las Vegas area. It's the community college. Mm-hmm. They called me and said, Brent, would you be open to starting a gospel program at our community schools? And so I'm going to be doing that in the fall.
Okay.
So we're going to have a gospel choir in Las Vegas.
Go figure. Okay, come on.
You know, 18 and 19 and 20 year olds.
I mean,
that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. BrentJonesSound.com.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for supporting my music.
Absolutely. Happy Easter.